This is the Lombardi Line with Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher on VSiN.
Okay, it is the Lombardi Line, and we're brought to you by BetMGM. It's time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app. That's BetMGM, the king of sports books. Bring your state-issued ID to any MGM property there in Nevada, and you're ready to go. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Got to be 21 years or older. It's 1-800-522-4700 if you have a gambling issue. You heard Brent Musburger. He's going to be coming up in about an hour after the Lombardi Line, the countdown to kickoff, the legend. I'm hanging out with a legend. My friends are all texting because Michael Lombardi just went nuts. A professional handicapper, Mike Somich, he's got a couple of props. I'll read those later, but he loved your rant. You're going off here, my friend. Quickly, just an adjustment. Second half total in London. Remember, it is, what, 13-7 with the Vikings up. Second half adjustment. It's come down from 21 to 20.5 at a couple of shops on the total, and you're laying a half a point with the Vikings.
Yeah, I don't like the half a point. I mean, they're telling you New Orleans is going to be in the game, right? I mean, so I think Minnesota is going to score again. So let's play this out like I always want to talk about. All right, so I'm the general manager of the Vikings, and I'm sitting in the press box where I'm on the field like Bruce Arians complaining, but I would never be. But anyway, I'm in the press box. I'm saying to myself, we're going to have to get to 24 to win the game. We're going to have to get to 24-27 to win this game. We're going to need two more scores. Like, we're not going to be able to hold them down. And if I'm New Orleans, I'm saying we got to have to get this to 28. We got to get to 28. Somehow we're going to have to figure out the way to score three more. Now, we might not do it, but we're going to have to figure it out. So that's the game you're constantly playing in your head. Where do we have to go? You know, and then at some point in the fourth quarter, you got to figure out how many first downs do we need and how many third downs must we convert. And how long? So when you get the ball in the fourth quarter and you have 6 minutes to go in the game, right, you got to say to yourself, how many first downs do we need to run this game out? And nobody talks about this. Like, that's all I'm thinking about with the lead in the fourth quarter is how many first downs do we need? Like, the clock to me is the most meaningless thing of all, right? When you give me the number, 7:30 to go in the game. All right, we're going to need at least 6 first downs to win this game on this drive. Can we do that? That's how you got to look at it.
Weather games, Michael Lombardi, we're going to get to, of course, Philly hosting Jacksonville. Well, that's going to be disgusting. You're going to have consistent 15 to 20 mile an hour winds, gusts up to 35 mile an hour, should be raining the whole entire game. You know it. You're hanging out there. The Eagles hosting the upstart Jags. Right now it's sitting 6.5. Question coming into the year, where the two quarterbacks have answered the question with Lawrence and Hurts so far.
Yeah. We're going to see if they can play well in bad weather, right? So, you know, wet conditions, both have big hands, both control the football, both have powerful arms. So I don't think that's going to be the issue. You know, I think protection is going to be the issue. I think this really favors Jacksonville, because the one area where I think Jacksonville does have some difficulties is in their pass protection. I don't think their offensive line is as elite as it needs to be to protect this kid. So with a wet track and a slowing down this Eagle front a little bit, I think it'll help them throw the football and how they manage it. I think ultimately we break down coordinators every week. So Todd Bowles, the defense coordinator of the Bucs last year, played the Eagles twice, and he played them really well. And so Mike Caldwell was the assistant on his staff. Now he's the defense coordinator in Jacksonville. So he knows that game plan. And when you watch that game plan, it was very specific what Todd Bowles wanted to do. He wanted to set the edge of the running game. He wanted to force the Eagles' run game outside in. Most people play run games inside out. They don't want you to run the ball down the middle of the field. They want you to run it towards the edges where we can run and go make a tackle. Okay? So, but Bowles set it outside in. Take the quarterback away. Take the pitch away. If they want to run the ball inside, we can handle it because we got Vita Vea and we got Sue in there. So I think that'll be Mike Caldwell's strategy. Set it outside in. Now the problem is, does he have enough girth inside to handle it? And will the Eagles run the ball inside? I think that's going to be a key to watch in the first quarter. How the Eagles set their run game up. Are they going to try to go directly at this Jacksonville defense, because they're very fast and very athletic? I think it's a great chess match to watch. I really do. And then they've got to take advantage of Philadelphia. Philadelphia, Maddox isn't going to play today. So that gives you an advantage. You're going to have to figure out who's covering Kirks. I would assume Slay's going to be on Kirks. We got to find a way to make plays. And Zay Jones, we got to see if he's healthy today.
Peterson returns to Philly. Peterson's the difference in coaching there. The Jags lead the NFL in turnover differential at a +7. They lead the NFL in rush defense. They're allowing just 55. He's developed the quarterback a little bit here. He's done a nice job.
They have. And you got to give Mike Caldwell credit. They've done a nice job defensively too. And give Trent Baalke credit too, the general manager. He hit with his draft picks this year. You know, the Walker kid, the Lloyd kid, those guys in the front, they're fast on defense with Josh Allen and Harrison, Robertson Harris. I mean, they can really run. This defense can run. They signed the kid from Atlanta. I can't say his name, but he runs really well too. He's from Harvard or Yale. He's from an Ivy League school, but he played well for Atlanta for 4 years. So this front is the real deal. This is why they're fourth in the league in points per play. And they, you know, only allow 12.7, and they've been really good.
Let's keep it clipping. I want to get to all 14 games, but I will mention 48.5 down to 44 on the total. No surprise there, Michael Lombardi, of course, because of the rain. Let's go ahead and get the Lombardi line with the Jags and Eagles. The real number is 6.5 in the market, but the true number from Lombardi is closer to 4.5.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think this is a game where you would say it's easy for you to take the Chargers. Yeah, I would if I were playing. I didn't give the Chargers out as one of my plays because I think there's a point here. My numbers are always an indication, right? But I think there's a point where are they going to play to a higher level? This is the second road game in a row. Tough game out in Los Angeles last week, travel, come back home, then go up and play another tough team. You know, to me, this is one of those where I think they keep it close into the fourth. I think Philly takes it over at that point. I laid away from this game just because of that.
Okay, Samich, professional handicapper, says Lawrence over 13.5 rush yards and Hurts over 50.5 rush yards. The weather will force a couple of runs from these quarterbacks. You like that?
No doubt. But here's what I would say is they're going to spy on Hurts. They did it with Tampa, right? And Tampa did a really good job of spying Hurts. But Arkansas did a good job of trying to spy the backup quarterback at Alabama yesterday. The problem is if the guy who's spying doesn't make the tackle, Katie bar the door, it's all over. And that's what happened in the Alabama game. That's why that kid took off and ran for a touchdown. It's hard to, if you don't have the right guy spying, it's hard. But I think Samich is right. I think Hurts has got to run. Look, this kid averages, you know, he's got 37 rushes in 3 games. So he's going to run the ball. I mean, it's not like he's not going to run. They're going to play a lot of zone. They're going to mix the coverage to keep eyes on him. They're not going to do what Minnesota did, which is just play straight zone. But he's going to run with the football.
Second half is underway in London, 13-7 lead for Minnesota. I saw O'Connell getting interviewed coming out of the tunnel. Sure. I'm guessing he wasn't asked about the mismanagement of the clock there late in the first half.
No, I don't think I doubt it. I would suspect that. I don't think that. Everything's good. Everything's good.
Okay, New Orleans is going to start.
I mean,
with
these
the ball.
Coaches come out at these coaches come out at halftime. It's all execution. Now, to me, halftime, right? We go in at halftime. This first play of the first half, this should be a game plan based on the conversations in the locker room. What do we want? What do we need to see? Here's what they've been playing. Okay, here's what our adjustments. And we need to get a drive starter going here. We need a first and 10 chunk play. Like, if we're going to hand it off, then the second down call has got to be something else. But we've seen it. We know what they're going to be in. Let's get a chunk play and see if we get it. Play action pass. This is their chunk look. That's what they wanted. They held the ball. They got it. So that's happened.
Completion.
That play happened in the locker room. That play happened in the locker room.
Big completion to Olave. So what you're saying was that was purposeful. That was a little play action to Olave to start off here. There is a flag on the play. It looks like it's going to be on the defense, Michael Lombardi. So nice little start for Dalton with the connection to Olave.
Right. So that's where. So now, when you get a 20-yard play on the first play of a series, you got a really good chance of scoring because you got some momentum. Now you got the defense a little bit on their heels, right? And I'm not saying you should start. Like, sometimes teams might start with a run and go with it on second down. But this was a planned in the locker room, right? We got to get this going. We know what they're going to be in, and we made it. Dalton got lucky. Olave made a great catch, and then we come back. These should be our best 10 plays. These should be our best 10 plays that we thought of at the second half when we got the offensive staff together. Now, obviously, that play didn't work, but that should be. We know what they're in. We want to get them into what we want, and now we're going to attack what they're in.
Hey, I warned y'all. This is like riding a bucking Bronco when the big guy's got a live game on, and I'm trying to get to other games. So let's continue.
Go ahead.
M. Lombardi,
I'm
NFL.
Sorry.
New England, Green Bay. You don't have to apologize. Green Bay's laying 9.5. Brian Hoyer under center for our Nesson audience here.
Well, the total's 40.5, right? Okay, so
yes,
like,
sir. 40. It's down to 40.
Down to 40, and Green Bay's laying almost 9.5. Now, Green Bay hasn't been able to score, and the Patriots have done a really good job of defending of playing good defense. They're 10th in the league in points allowed, you know, but they've given up a lot of yards because of that, you know, and they've because the opponents turned the ball over. They've turned the ball over to their opponents so much. So I don't know if Green Bay's ever going to run away from New England. You say, well, it's Brian Hoyer. Well, look, I'll be honest, and I've said this before. Mac Jones hasn't been playing well. Now, they've made big plays. They're fourth in the league in yards per play, 8.1. Mac's been doing good. If he were protecting the football and had 8.1 per play, I'd say he's great. He's doing tremendous. But Hoyer, they've got to manage him. And Belichick knows better than anybody. Brian Hoyer, like Andy Dalton's a 20-for-20 quarterback. From 120 to the next, they look pretty good. Once that ball gets in the red area, then it becomes a problem. See there, when you got that first play, negative play there, here in this game, third and 15, now you play zone, you rush three, you rally to the football, and you just make the play. And you force him to throw a check down drive over.
The vibe I'm getting from you all week is that 9.5, you like the value there with the Patriots.
I think the adjustment, I think sometimes we can catch the book a little off guard. The adjustment to from Brian Hoyer to Mac Jones, I think, is too great. Not because I think Mac Jones, I'm not giving up on Mac Jones, don't think Mac Jones is a good player. But right now, he was not playing well. He was turning the ball over. And so that adjustment that I think the book is making at 9.5 is too much. I think, I had this as a 5.5-point game. Now, you know, I adjusted with Hoyer a little bit, but I don't think there's that much of a difference between Hoyer and Mac Jones the way Mac Jones has been playing.
Green Bay has won 14 straight at home. The Saints just kicked back to the Vikings, so the Vikings going to have possession coming back. There is something fishy going on in Carolina. That's next. Lombardi Line.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, ExpressBet and the horses get $10 free right now when you sign up at FirstBet. Of course, if you use that horse code, HORSE200, over at ExpressBet, you get $10 and then you get 100% match on up to $200 as far as a deposit. That's an awesome deal. 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks, secure payments. It doesn't get any better than FirstBet. ExpressBet. VSiN.com/horses for more. VSiN.com/horses for more. Okay, we got you back. I want to finish up with a thought for our Nesson audience on New England and Green Bay, but quickly here, Minnesota wants to give this game to New Orleans, New Orleans just won't take it. It's 13-7.
They might take it. They might take it. They might take it. I mean, that's a horrible three and out. That's a really bad throw. Like, what did we do at halftime on that three and out? Seriously, these are the three best plays we could come up with at halftime. I mean, really. Again, you know, we're back in third down on drop back pass. We can't, you know, again, it goes back to the second down call. They miscommunicated or whatever they did. But this is a second down call sheet game. This is what it has to be. It's not that complicated. We got to make really good calls on second down. And we got to get first downs and two downs. And the more we're in third down, we're going to keep putting New Orleans hang around here, and they're going to come back and beat us. All right, let's go back to the Nesson audience. I apologize, Pat.
Yeah, but I just want to say screw you, New Orleans and Minnesota, because you've beaten my man down. It looks like Minnesota just recovered the punt. So a fumble on the punt, special teams, a disaster for New Orleans.
New Orleans, yep, now they lead. Other than the Patriots, New Orleans lead the leagues in turnovers. They're the 31st worst team in turnovers, and they're living up to their billing today with two turnovers here. So
Bill Belichick. It is going to be Minnesota's ball in New Orleans territory. Bill Belichick was asked about Mac Jones' high ankle sprain. He said, "What do I look like? A doctor? An orthopedic surgeon?" He's day to day. We go back to that one before we move on. Belichick v. Rodgers. What do you got on that matchup?
Well, I mean, look, this is not a typical Rodgers season so far after three games. All right, the Packers are 15th in the league in completions. And usually with Rodgers, they're in the top two, you know, because he throws so many completions. But because of the new offense, because of the new receivers, I should say, not the new offense, he's had to rely on different elements. And it's going to be a little bit, you know, Belichick's going to take away the running backs in the run game. He's going to have to play a really good run game. And this defensive front can do that. They can stop the run. And they're going to have to take away any of where Rodgers wants to go in his first option. So I don't see this as a classic. Rodgers is still struggling. They 14 points. They had good first drive in the last game, but they're struggling to get this offense going. And I'm sure Bill's probably thinking, like, if I can just play this, you know, close and get this into the fourth quarter and not turn this ball over, I'm going to have a chance to win it, because I just don't see Green Bay's offense running away from me, right? So he's
play
picturing
action,
the game
connection.
In his head to Jefferson. Yeah.
Sorry, Michael. Jefferson down to the
two. This is the play we should have run. This is exactly what we talk about, drive starters. Most critical play in football, drive starters. How do we get drive starters going? Oh, they had a man coverage and they got picked by their own guy.
Sorry to interrupt you on that. So, again, it's not an official play, but you would lean take the 9.5 with New
I definitely
England.
Would take. I
a
definitely
bit of
I didn't give it out. But here's where Belichick's going to – he's going to watch this game in the first quarter. He's going to see what LaFleur wants to do with them, how he wants to attack them, and then he's going to make the adjustments from in there, which is exactly what Todd Bowles did last week, which is why they struggled to score in the second half. Todd Bowles did a really good job. Of course, red zone penalties just kill you in football. Penalties on kicking
delay,
game
delay
and red
a game.
Zone
that's on the that's yeah. on the that's on the play caller. That's the head coach there with Minnesota. Well,
yeah,
delay a freaking game? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you lose 5 yards. But so that's
okay,
where I
first
think the
goal,
game is there,
up.
Patrick. That's where I think the game is essence there. Now, where are you if you're New England? To me, if you're New England, you're going against a really good Green Bay defense. You're going to have to block them up front. You're going to have to run the football, slow the game down a little bit, so that Hoyer doesn't have to get into obvious drop-back passing situations and make some plays. You're going to have to make some plays off play action, and he's going to have to manage the game when he gets in the red zone.
Let's throw up the Lombardi line, and then we'll move on. The Patriots, so to Michael's analysis, it's perfect. So it's 9.5 consensus. By the way, this did get up the doubles, up to 10 earlier in the week, but Michael's got this closer to the Packers should be laying 5.5. That's a little wiggle there. You can. It's not an official play, but those numbers would lead to firing on the Patriots.
Right, and I think the adjustment by the book is for Hoyer to for Mac Jones, and my adjustment is I didn't adjust as much as they did, and I think there lies the difference in the line.
Okay, second and goal for the Vikings, who have looked gross. There's another drop. It was thrown behind the receiver in Jefferson, but maybe should have came up with it. Okay, let's move on. Yeah. Arizona and Carolina. The reason I bring this game up is because Carolina opened anywhere from a point to 2.5 point favorite in Carolina. Right now, BetMGM is reporting 82% of the tickets and 82% of the money is on Arizona. Yet we've seen the number flip. Many books are reporting Carolina laying a point here. Potentially some sharp money Carolina's way.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Carolina's defense is good. They don't turn the ball over. They did last week. They don't create turnovers, and they haven't really pressured the passer, but they're very fast. And they're a tough matchup for the Cardinals because of their fast on defense. Now, Baker Mayfield has not played well. I mean, he has not played well at all. And he can't complete passes. I mean, they're one of the worst teams. They've only averaged 14 completions per game. Think about that. And that's been a real issue. And they can't really get their offense in a rhythm. Now, last year this game was played. P.J. Walker started quarterback for the Panthers. They went out to Arizona. Colt McCoy played. And Phil Snow, the defense coordinator of the Carolina Panthers, does a really good job against Cliff Kingsbury. Why? Because Kingsbury was at Texas Tech. He was at Baylor. He kind of has a feel for him. He knows how he calls the game. It's a very comfortable game for Phil Snow to call. He gets it, right? And when you watch this offense for Arizona, they average 5.9 per completion. They can't score points. They don't make explosive plays. So, and they can keep him in the pocket. Look, the key to beating Arizona is make Murray play quarterback from behind the center. Don't let him have loose plays. Don't let him run around.
And it's to keep Kingsbury out of it. Let Murray turn it into a, you know,
a school playground, right?
A playground game. Thank you for the assist.
Now I think to me the problem. I mean, Carolina McCaffrey will play today, right?
That's a question I was going to have for you. McCaffrey is going to play.
I think he's going to play today. You know, barring something that happens before the game, I think he will play. 4:25 start, so he's going to play. I think when you watch it. You know, Mayfield had – when you watch the tape of the game last week, you know, Baker, I'm sure he would admit this, but, you know, when as Howard Cosell says, if we see it, we got to say it. He missed a lot of throws. I mean, he had a lot of guys wide open that he didn't even try to throw the ball to. They're going to have to get better quarterbacking play. I mean, I got to say this to you after 3 weeks. I'm not sure Baker's better than Sam. The one thing Baker didn't do last week was turn the ball over, and he can't turn the ball over. But he's got to complete some random passes. It was really hard to watch. You know, and so he's going to have to get some confidence with his team down there. Because right now, offensively, they don't have a lot of confidence. If McCaffrey's not 100% and can't go, where are we going? Because Mayfield's not making any plays.
Baker and Murray, of course, teammates there at Oklahoma. The over is 5-1 the last six meetings between the Cardinals and Panthers. Quickly, the Cardinals have played really well on the road. They're 9-1 straight up their last 10 on the road. So it'll be interesting there in Carolina. Do you think we do see Sam Darnold eventually here soon?
No, I think we'll see PJ Walker eventually soon. I think they feel like PJ Walker has starting ability. I don't think he's shown it, but I think they feel like he could be in the come in there. I don't think, to me, Sam's turned the ball over to win anybody's confidence back. I think, to me, Carolina's in the same spot they've been in a long time. They just don't have a quarterback. You know, I've never been a Mayfield fan, but I thought we could manage him correctly. But even with a run game, it's been really hard. Now, last week he made a great play. He kind of had a boot, and he got out of it, and he throws to the – he made a, like a misdirection throw across to the receiver, and that kind of got him a first down. But, I mean, last week they won the game, Patrick. They weren't even in the red zone. They were never in the red zone. This Chenault kid that they got from Jacksonville has been really good. He's a very good yards after the catch receiver.
16-7, Minnesota leads. By the way, a disaster from Minnesota and their head coach. You've got first and goal from the two, delay of game. You end up kicking a field goal. They've kicked three field goals so far when potentially they should have had six here.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, and now all of us bettors that gave out Minnesota and take the two, lay the 2.5, you can just see this coming down at 16-14 and you lose the game, right? Again, you're playing this in your mind. Where is this game going to go? I'm going to tell you, you know, Minnesota's going to have to get the 27 to win the game. I'm just telling you. Now, we still have, what do we have, like 8 minutes to 9 minutes to go? That's the key. You got to keep thinking to yourself as a coach, how many points do we need? What are we going to need to win the game? We're not, just because we're in the lead now doesn't mean we're going to win the game. Like, I don't see this game as Minnesota having control of the game. They don't have control of the game. They have the lead, but they don't have control.
Jets-Steelers, you could see some rain today, 9 to 10 mile an hour wind. That is an official play. Michael Lombardi is going to back his buddy MVP Mitch. They are laying 3 right now. Wilson under center for the Jets. Give me a 30-second cap. We'll come back, finish it, and get the Gable.
Well, I think it's a hard game to walk into with Pittsburgh trying to change looks, disguise their coverage. You know, even though they don't have TJ Watt, can the Jets throw the ball consistently? I don't think so. They'll turn the ball over. And I like Mike Tomlin on some time to prepare. Like the opener, I think this defense will play well. This is strictly a Mike Tomlin against Zach Wilson play.
As you said, you're not betting on Mitch Trubisky. You're betting on Tomlin and Pittsburgh's defense. As Dalton connects, I think, with Olave, we'll correct that coming back. Minnesota's up 16-7. We'll get you the in-game number as well as we continue here on the Lombardi Line. Thomas Gable joins us from behind the book at the Borgata next.
You're listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, get ready for the NHL season with our prep guide. All 32 teams previewed, rookies to watch, and we're going to help you understand betting on the NHL. Andy McNeil does a great job. It's VSiN.com/subscribe. That's VSiN.com/subscribe. New Orleans just went for it on the Minnesota 45 on 4th and 4. They trail 16-7. They just barely got it. It's going to be 2nd and 11 as we welcome you back here on the Lombardi Line. Michael Lombardi there at the Borgata. We're joined by our partner who runs the race and sports book at the Borgata, Thomas Gable. Welcome to the rodeo that is doing a show with Michael Lombardi ranting about the game that's live. It's fun, Thomas. How are you?
Yeah, a little different feel here with a game going on. You get Michael's commentary live. It's awesome.
Yeah, it is fun to watch these games and especially with the sound off. That's the best part about it.
You're obsessed.
I'm sure I'm getting muted too. So I won't feel bad.
Let's be clear. Both New Orleans and Minnesota have been bad in this game. Okay? That's all.
Yes. I feel bad for the look at that stadium. How beautiful is that stadium though, huh? I mean, unbelievable.
Yeah, that's Tottenham. That's pretty new. They just built that a few years back. It's gorgeous. That's where Tottenham, the soccer or football club, plays. They had to back up here at 2nd and 16. We'll get to Thomas in 2 seconds as Dalton backs up. Nice throw. Nice catch. My goodness.
Yeah, that Callaway kid makes a ton of plays.
Yeah, what a beautiful catch.
I mean, he was the leading receiver last year, and they've kind of farmed him out. He's only playing. I mean, he played really well for him last year, and he's a great jump ball receiver. I mean, the kid's got unbelievable playmaking skills. You know, and this is a hell of a play right here. I mean, this is a 50-50 ball that he just ends up getting on a back shoulder.
That is a gorgeous back shoulder. Thomas Gable, welcome. A busy day, busy week 4. Thank you, buddy. Good morning. We've got weather games as well. Let's start Jags, Philly. It's going to be gross. There's going to be gusts up to 35-mile-an-hour winds and a lot of rain.
Oh, yeah, it's bad here, and it's going to be bad in Philly. You see the total drop in that one. Right now, the total is down to 45.5 there, opened at 48.5, and the Eagles are 6.5-point favorites in that game. You know, again, you say, well, might favor the Eagles here with the weather, with the way that they run the ball, but Jacksonville's also been running the ball very effectively this year. Big return here for Doug Peterson today to the place where he won a Super Bowl and then was fired just a couple years later. So it's going to be a big game for both of these teams. And I think if somehow Jacksonville can come out with a victory there, it's certainly going to shift a lot of things in their division there with the way that we've seen Indy start the year, and Jacksonville could end up being favored.
Did you open at 7?
And, we did,
and you have it, and you have, and with all the Eagle money that you take in this shop, you haven't moved.
Surprisingly, right now there's slightly more money on Jacksonville.
Wow, that's a lot, Patrick. That tells you a lot, right there, huh?
That's the Lombardi effect. RPO with Dalton, he almost scored there. All kidding, I'm not kidding either. And that's also a sophisticated market, not just to be betting on the home team in Philly, touchdown, New Orleans. I'm telling you, Michael, Minnesota wants New Orleans to win this football game. This is
they really do. They really do. They really want to do that. They really want to give them the game. But next drive is going to be the important. That's the one thing about pro football is you got to go on the next. The next play is the most important play. If you're Kevin O'Connell right now, you got to say, okay, what's our five? We got to get our five best plays going. We got to put something together. We can't go three and out. Our defense is on the ropes.
Okay.
Yeah, and
we
that's
just talked about the weather. Go ahead, Tom.
Real quick,
go ahead, Thomas,
on
please.
This game that's going on right now. I mean, that's, again, we always talk about the importance of grabbing the best number. You could have gotten Minnesota 2.5 through a lot of this week and closed 3.5. So big difference between 2.5 and 3.5.
And one of the most plays in the contest because of that. A lot of people in the circuit contest took Minnesota because of that line shift.
Thomas Gable, it's going to be terrible weather in Philly. It's going to be bad weather in Baltimore. Maybe a little less rain, but the wind is going to be there with Buffalo visiting the Ravens. What do you got on this one?
Yeah, so another drop in the total in that one, again, due to the weather. Total's currently sitting at 50 in that game. Open 53.5, and the Bills right now are laying 3 there on the road. And, again, a pretty evenly bet game. A little bit more money currently on the Ravens here, but certainly ticket count favors the Bills there in that one. And, you know, again, when you go back to last week's game with the Bills and Miami, don't take too much away from that. The Bills, I felt, certainly outplayed Miami throughout that game. They were missing some key pieces there on defense. They just failed to convert some key possessions. Buffalo is still the number one power-ranked team in the NFL, but now they have to deal with Lamar Jackson, who is back certainly into MVP form here.
Yeah, no, this is weather's going to affect it a lot, but these are the two best quarterbacks right now after three games in the National Football League, and Lamar's playing at a level higher than he played his MVP season, which is hard to even imagine, and so is Josh Allen. I think this comes down to injuries, and the Bills have a ton of them, even though they may get guys dressed for the game. If Ronnie Stanley comes back and plays left tackle for Baltimore, he's missed a year in some time. I think that's a huge, huge get for them, but this game's going to come down to Lamar. And I don't think whatever team gets the lead or plays from in front, I don't think any lead's safe in this game.
I mean, the Baltimore defense has basically been a sieve all year, and it's scary, and especially with the pieces missing for Buffalo there. It's without the weather, this could have been a track meet.
Take us through the number in Dallas from behind the book. You've got Washington at Dallas. Michael's up in arms. The number's 3. Again, it was 3.5 yesterday. It's been bet back to 3, that key number. That's surprising here, Thomas.
So we didn't go to 3.5 here. We've been on 3. And, you know, it's funny because at least locally, not so much here, that hasn't come in here, but locally I'm hearing that there seems to be a group that has gone around and gotten down big money on the Commanders in Atlantic City yesterday. So right now, the ticket count, I mean, it's, you know, almost 90% Cowboy tickets. We did take a bigger bet on the Commanders just this morning. So, again, that number really hasn't moved off the 3 here. I know some places probably did touch 3.5. The total right now is 41.5. And, you know, Michael and I have talked about this game in depth the last few days. And really, you know, a lot of people are questioning, well, why is this number only three? Why is it only three? And Michael brought up a good point yesterday. There's some people who probably didn't adjust yet for what they've seen out of Cooper Rush. Michael has adjusted his power rating on Cooper Rush. I personally have not. I still have a big difference there between him and Dak, and I think that's what a lot of this comes down to.
I couldn't agree more, and I think that there's somebody that's playing this number that's messing with it, and as we talked about this morning, it seems too obvious to just not lay the points, and because it's a horrible matchup for Washington, you would think, and the way Wentz has played, especially when he plays under pressure, and the way the Washington defense has played against the run. But, you know, this is why Burt Bell said on any given Sunday. And yeah. To me, I'm going to put my tail between my legs and retreat. I'm not going to play this one. I've said that all week long. There's something fishy about this line.
Marquee matchup on Sunday Night Football with the Chiefs at the Bucs. It looks like Godwin and Jones are going to give it a go there for the Bucs. What's the number here, Thomas?
So this number has actually shifted now to Tampa laying a point here. So yeah. Tampa is now favored. The Chiefs actually opened up as the favorite, 3-point favorite. And you've seen the Bucs are certainly getting healthier there. As you mentioned, they're getting people back and playing at home. Total 46 right now in the game. Slight tick up there from where we opened, but certainly a significant line move through the week here towards Tampa on this one.
Yeah, I think the Bucs defensively are the better team. And I don't think the Chiefs are the same team that we remember offensively. I really don't. And I think Bowles is really good. I have great respect for Todd Bowles taking away the number one option. I'd be surprised if Kelce had a big day today. I would be. I would be really surprised. And because of that, I think that it's going to be on Mahomes to make loose plays or to find somebody. I just don't know if they can do that. That's why I think the Bucs are a good play here.
It's going to be interesting to see what the Vikings do here. Could be a three and out. It's 4th and 2 right around midfield. Yeah. Will they go for it? They're a little, I think they're actually a little, nope, he's going to punt the ball. So they're going to punt
horrible.
It away. This is falling apart for the Vikings.
Well, 16, I mean, 14, like I said at halftime, this is a second down call sheet. You've got to be better on second down because third down has not been great for Cousins and he just can't protect and he wants to get rid of the ball. You got to get, they run a bubble screen on second down. They rally to it, you know, and so you've got to be able to be more productive on first and second down.
A fake. And a completion. Barely. Yeah. Minnesota picks up the fake punt. Wow.
That's a turnover. That's a turnover for New Orleans. That's another one right there. Yeah, that will not count as a turnover, but that's a turnover. When that guy's that wide open on fourth down, that's a turnover. See, that doesn't go in the turnover category, but it's ridiculous. It should.
Gutsy call by the first-year head coach there with Minnesota, but Dennis Allen's got to be ready for that. Okay, 30 seconds here, Thomas. Your biggest liability today at the Borgata in Atlantic City is what?
Right now, it's sitting the Giants and Bears game right now. I think, you know, obviously we're getting a lot of Giants play as expected here, and probably going to end up needing the Bears.
Will you move that number?
At this point, no. I think we're going to stay on the
3.
Yeah.
Yep. You're going to stay on a lot of games falling.
What's the completions for Justin
3.
Fields? Will he get over 8 or 9?
I don't know. I don't know his proper number.
Look, he's spicy. The big guy's spicy.
8 or 9.
Today.
8 or 9 completions for Justin Fields.
Yeah.
Run the board. We're back. Lombardi line.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, BetMGM Rewards. Remember, every time you make a bet at BetMGM, you get points. You can use them for free bets. You can use them for hotel, dining at MGM properties. It's the best loyalty program in the game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Got to be 21 years or older. And we got you back here. Minnesota and New Orleans are playing a game of hot potato. Who wants this game?
Yeah,
the penalties
seriously.
Are killing Minnesota after the fake punt here, Horrible. Michael Lombardi, as we got you back.
Yeah, and I mean, they get the fake punt, which should count as a turnover. They get that, and then they delay of the game or false start, and then they get the grounding call, which was the right call, I think. And now they're in this really tough spot here, Patrick, where, you know, you're 3rd and 20, You're not in great field goal range. You can't take a sack. So the play sheet, the play call sheet's really kind of small here now. And Joseph's 3 for 5 on field goals, right? So, you know, and he's 1 of 3 and outside of 5 yards. So you got to be really careful. Like, you, where is his range? What can he make? Because you can't come out of this series empty, because if you miss this field goal, you've given them a turnover back.
Okay. Couple things here. We got to run the board, so we got to get to it. Countdown to Kickoff with Brent Musburger is next. He is featured prominently in Michael Lombardi's forthcoming book, Football Done Right, about TV. Of course, Brent Musburger, a pioneer. They're going to run the ball here and try to get some extra yardage for the field goal. It's going to be an attempt from the 28 of New Orleans on fourth down, with Minnesota leading 16-14. Again, Countdown to Kickoff with Mr. Musburger coming up. I'm guessing he's called plays from every continent. I was going to say, has he called games in London? I'm guessing he has. Okay, let's go. Lombardi, are you ready here? They're going
to attempt the field goal.
I'll let you know what happens. Tennessee's at Indy. Indy's lane 4, hosting Tennessee.
You know, this is a game where Indy's not play well. Indy's one of the worst teams on my power rankings, even though Tennessee is not very good either. Indy's one of the worst teams to me. They haven't played a complete game in any area. And so for that, I think the line is kind of a little too high. I like the Tennessee as at 4 at this point. I think I had the line in my power rankings here. Let me just get my numbers here. So I'm with you, Patrick.
48-yarder is good. 19-14, Minnesota leads. Lombardi line.
Yeah, I had this as a
1 point.
I had this as a 1.1 game. I think the line is now 4. I would take Tennessee in this game. I don't trust them. They beat them twice last year. I like Tennessee. They can run the ball. I do not like what the Colts have done offensively or defensively all season.
Rain is going to develop at the Giants with the Bears in town as the game progresses. 10 to 15 mile-an-hour winds, and you've got the Giants laying 3.
Yeah, I have this as a 1.5 game. I don't see it. A 1.1 game, I'm sorry. I don't see it. I don't think it's one of those where, you know, you either side, I think this is a pick'em game. I don't trust Justin Fields. The guy doesn't complete any passes. So how do you do it? Don Martindale's never going to get out of base personnel today. He's never going to get it. I would have been all over Chicago here, but because of the injury to the running back, Montgomery, I can't really lean. I definitely, my numbers say take Chicago here. I don't like that, because I think with Montgomery out and Martindale playing base front the whole entire game, forcing Fields to make plays, forcing him to play quarterback, not running back, I think it's a real problem for the Bears.
Rain and win in Baltimore. Buffalo's laying 3. What do you got?
I'm going to take Baltimore in the 3. I gave it out to Chris Russo in his plays. I felt like it's to me, it's going to be a close game. I love Lamar. I'm going to play with Lamar, a close game. You know, I think Josh Allen's still good. I think Buffalo can win. I just think it's going to be a really close game at the end.
No Bosa, no Slater for the Chargers. They're at Houston, and they're laying 6.
Yeah, and I had this as a 4.5 game. So at 6, I have to take Houston. But the problem with Houston is they only play good for 52 minutes. I think Herbert will have a sensational day today. If they protect him, I think he'll make a lot of plays. The fact that they lost down there last year, you know, I mean, Staley's defense better step up. I mean, they're 28th in the league in defense. And he's, again, and he has Pro Bowlers on every level. This should be a hard game for Houston. If they stop Houston from running the football, I think they win handily.
No Swift, no St. Brown, and no Chark for Detroit. They're laying 3.5. A couple of shops are popping 3 with Seattle in town.
Yeah, you know, and so I had it at 4.5, Patrick. So, excuse me, I had this at 3.5 when it comes down. We're behind on the graphic here. I had it at 3.5. To me, at 4, I lean towards Seattle. I don't like either defense. I worry about Detroit's health. I worry about that. I lean towards taking Seattle here.
Okay, remember, you can become a VSiN Pro, VSiN.com/subscribe, to get Michael's official plays and all the host and guest plays. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe. One official play is going to be Pittsburgh. You're going to lay the 3 with the Jets in town.
You know, and I had this as a 4-5-6 game, which says, okay, you should take the Jets, Lombardi. No, I don't. I'm not taking the Jets, because those numbers were Flacco's numbers. I'm going to take Mike Tomlin with 10 days to prepare against Zach Wilson, who has not played since the first quarter of the first preseason game. I think there's going to be some rust there. I don't think the Jets are going to be able to protect very well, and I like Pittsburgh in this situation. I'll take Pittsburgh and lay the points.
Awful rain and wind, which is more important, in Philly. Philly is hosting Jacksonville, and Philly's laying 6.5.
Yeah, I mean, my numbers say take take Jacksonville, and I'm going to do it. I'll take Jacksonville, and I have it as a 4.5-point game. I have it as a 4.43 game. The line's 6.5. I don't think weather's going to impact that line at all. I think Philly's the better team. I'll take Jacksonville.
I'm going to tell you something that's shocking. Dallas is headed to 2.5. The juice is headed down. It's 3. Oh, my goodness.
I told you
Washington
all week.
Dallas, 3.
I mean, that's the one thing we got to do is spot the line and alert you. Like, it's so easy just to take Dallas, right? It's so easy to take Dallas that you say, okay, but to me, when it smells fishy, you know, go away from it.
It's headed, by the way, if you want to bet Washington, bet it now because it could head to 2.5. My goodness, that's crazy. Cleveland, Atlanta, this number, I'm going to give you a pick 'em on this. Maybe Cleveland laying a point. No Myles Garrett.
I have this as Cleveland 2.68 as a favorite. I would take Cleveland, and I would take Cleveland even more because Patterson's not 100%. And I think Patterson makes a
Correct.
Huge difference in this.
Patterson so is going to give it a go, but he's not good.
He's not 100%.
He's not good. No.
And nope. I think that's going to be – I think Cleveland will run the ball effectively against them. I mean, you know, if you're in this game right here, New Orleans is going to go down here and score. They're going to make this 21. They're going to make this 21-19, and next thing you know, it's going to be – you know, you're going to have to come back and win the game on the last drive.
Arizona's at Carolina. This is touchy for you, but Carolina's laying a point.
You know, I had this as Carolina should be 2.5. I think Carolina's numbers are much better than what Arizona's numbers are not good offensively or defensively. I lean towards Carolina here.
RPO with Taysom Hill as they are in Minnesota territory. Let's go. Denver, Las Vegas. Vegas is winless. They're laying 2.5 with the Broncos in town.
You know, if I took anybody here, I'm going to take Denver because I have this as a 0.125 game. I think to me this is the Raiders need to make a play. I mean, the Raiders are not an 0-3 team, but they are, and so they need to play better. And it starts today, and they've got to make plays in the red zone. If they don't beat themselves, I like them.
I bet you our guy Brent Musburger, who follows, is on the Raiders today. How about New England at Green Bay? Green Bay's laying 9.5.
I'm going to take the Patriots at 9.5. I think to me they'll manage the game well. I think they'll manage Hoyer well, and I think they'll stress that they can't turn this damn ball over. And look, I don't think the Packers are going to be explosive. The line tells you that. They're only the line's 40 on the total. That tells you all you need to know.
Kansas City's at Tampa Bay Sunday night. Tampa Bay's laying a point.
I like Tampa here. I like Brady coming back. I think with his weapons back, I think he'll play better, and I think this Bucs defense is special. I have this as Tampa. You know, I have this as the Chiefs as a 2-point favorite, but I like Tampa better because I think they're getting their guys back.
Dogs are hitting at a 60% clip. Unders are hitting at a 63% clip. That's on the year, just to let you know and kind of bookend the show. It looks like New Orleans is on the 20, first and 10 of Minnesota as they do trail in the game right now, 19-14. But they're picking up some momentum here as Minnesota tries to
hand this game away. They're in complete control of this game. I don't know what the in-game number is betting-wise, but I would bet New Orleans at this point. They're beating them up front. They're in complete control of this game.
Michael's official
three-pack. Who's in the lead?
Vikings.
Who's in the lead? Who's in control? I mean, the Vikings are in the lead. New Orleans is in complete control of the game.
Steelers 3.5, 49ers coming up on Monday, laying 1.5 for Michael. Michael, the floor is yours. You got a minute to go. We got weather today. We've got injuries today. What's the synopsis as we head into week 4 here?
Well, I think a lot of it is going to be this game here is who can play well in the red zone. And obviously Minnesota hasn't. And Minnesota hasn't understood this is a second down call sheet game. And they haven't had very good production on second down. Look at the call sheet when the game's over. Look at the results on second down. So I'm not a big fan of this. You know, I think the Vikings here, you know, are in, they're going to have to go back now. They're going to give up a touchdown here. They're going to be down 21-19, and they are going to have to play drop back pass and throw the ball and beat New Orleans. And I don't know if they can protect. I think they're in a tough spot, Patrick.
Michael Lombardi, Brent Musburger is going to be looking live in London, and you're going to be looking live at Brent Musburger. Countdown to kickoff, a full hour with the legend coming up next here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. That's a touchdown. Taysom Hill, New Orleans takes the lead. Michael, enjoy your Sunday. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Patrick.
Okay, thank you. Brent is next. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.